You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
I want to move into one of my buys. And we've talked about this on the pod for a little bit now. And that's buying Christian Watson right now. He got a couple of limited practices in last week. He might hopefully get a full practice this week. So I don't really want Christian Watson to fully practice this week. I don't want him to play so that you don't get him against me. However, I think just overall in leagues that I want to acquire Christian Watson, I hope that he does get the full practices in because I want to buy. What were the concerns around Christian Watson this year? Oh, he scored too many touchdowns. You know, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is leaving. Well, now you guys want to pick up Jordan Love off the waiver wire.
Right.
So if you want to pick up Jordan Love off the waiver wire, you think he's pretty good, right? Jaden Reed catching touchdowns. Romeo Dubs catching touchdowns. And what does Christian Watson do best? Catch touchdowns. Okay.
Right.
Now, the target shares have been different. You know, week one and week two, right? Week one, Romeo Dubs, 19% target share. Jaden Reed, 19% target share. Week two, it was Jaden Reed, 26% target share. Romeo Dubs, 13% target share. Jaden Reed isn't playing a full-time role. He's, like, pretty exclusive to the slot right now. His, you know, his route participation, 67% for the season. Each of the first 2 weeks, 67%. Romeo Dubs is more of a full-time player. Christian Watson is going to be a full-time player, right? He's going to be on the field for almost every pass play, you know, along with Romeo Dubs. So this is a situation where Christian Watson already proved that he could earn a high target share. He already proved that he's a big play guy. He has already proved that he could be at number one last year with Aaron Rodgers. And I think he profiles the best as the number one wide receiver on this team because in week one, it was one guy. Week two, it was a different guy, right? So I think Christian Watson can walk right in here and start producing because we have a lot less doubts about his quarterback. So before he starts going off the way he did at the end of last year, I'm trying to scoop him up on the cheap.
Yeah. And this isn't necessarily, like, you can say scoop him up on the cheap. It's because this is as cheap as he's probably going to be. You know, like, this is one of those scenarios, like you said, it's not necessarily a sell low. I think there are going to be people attached to Christian Watson to be like, well, he's got the upside is there. You know, we saw what he did last season, scored a lot of touchdowns, and now Jordan Love is leading the league in touchdown passes. So, like, I mean, obviously he's tied with, like, Kirk Cousins, those guys, but, you know, obviously tops in the league. I think there's going to be some attachment there. It's not going to be a buy low, but definitely worth a buy because his value is just going to skyrocket as soon as he sees the field. And I love that you're rooting against him just this week, so I'm screwed. I appreciate that a lot for us. Thank you. But with Christian Watson, what is there to worry about? Like, he hit these benchmarks that are just ridiculous last year in terms of yards per route run. You know, like you mentioned, the target share. There's nothing not to really like. And you mentioned that there hasn't really been, like, some sticky receiver that Jordan Love has been throwing to or keying in on. That's because he's the guy that he's going to be keying in on, like you mentioned, isn't on the field yet. And when he comes on the field, he's going to be the wide receiver one. Like, Romeo Dubs, we've had this discussion so many times. The talent doesn't blow you away. But he's on the field, and sometimes he does well, you know? He's not a bad receiver, but he's not anywhere near Christian Watson's level. And Jaden Reed, you were a fan of Jaden Reed. And you called it. Again, this is another – you seem to be on point with your rookies. You had Puka Nacua. You had Jaden Reed. But he can be a solid contributor from the slot. It's going to be a clear 1-2-3, and Christian Watson's going to lead it. Romeo Dubs could be third in the receiving pecking order by the end of the season. So I think we got this one pretty much nailed down.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. I really wouldn't.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.